Hey everyone, this is Austin Scher here with We Write About Music, and today I am speaking with Dominie Monroe. She has just released a fantastic new track called Good Human, and I am super excited to talk to her all about it. I want to thank you so much for coming on today. How are you?
Thank you for having me. It's really cool being here, and I'm doing well, celebrating my birthday spirit because my birthday just passed.
Nice. Yes, you get the whole month. I think that's the rule.
Exactly.
You get a month before and a month after, so you're just constantly celebrating. I love
Gotta finish out Scorpio season.
that. There you go. And honestly, you should be celebrating more the release of the song because, like I mentioned, it has been stuck in my head for a week now. It is so unbelievably catchy, and the production is killer. Like, I just have a million questions to ask you.
Thank
Although
you. I'm so
I do have a pretty good idea of what it's about based on the lyrics, but it never hurts to ask, the person who wrote it. So I'd love to start this off by asking, what is it about? What inspired it?
okay, so it's a long story, but
Let's
I
hear
wrote this song. So it's interesting. My journey has been very, very interesting. I've been singing since I was professionally, since I was 8 years old. I was in the
Wow.
Metropolitan Opera House. And then I transitioned into pop music because I fell in love with writing my own stories and seeing other people relate and heal. So I always knew I wanted my voice to be healing and that it was medicine. And when I wrote this song, I was actually in the process of getting certified with Deepak Chopra. And I was learning that, emotional outlet is very, very important. And I actually wrote this song when I was in a really, really bad place.
Really?
I was the lowest that I was ever. And this was my way of getting it out of my body, out of my system, and out of my energy. And I remember after I wrote it, I sat there and I was like, oh my God, this is so catchy, but I can't put this out. It's so low energy. There's so many terrible things in this song. I cannot put
Okay.
this out. But later on, I realized that everything serves its intention and its purpose. And this song is actually a wake-up call. If you resonate with anything in this song, this actually means that you are living out of alignment with your soul and that you actually have a choice. So this song is
Interesting.
a wake-up call for anyone listening to it.
What did it sound different before the final product? Like, was it not as electronic or pop infused or?
No, it was exactly the same. I have a thing where I like things that move, and the song itself creates its own genre, its own feeling, its own story. So I just let the song be its song,
Nice.
itself.
No, and I think it does a great job of that. I really do think that when people listen, it will put them in a good mood. Maybe, like that wasn't necessarily the origin of it, but honestly, it's like put a smile on my face. It's made me energized. Like it's a great, well-rounded sounding song. I love everything
Well, thank
about it.
you. I mean, that's what the goal is, right? We want it to shift people from that low energy to a wake up to be in positive energy because they can
I
change.
agree.
You don't
I
have to
agree.
be.
I also think just for your sake, you're the one that's putting the time and energy into making it. If it doesn't make you feel good, then what was the point of spending all the time and energy on it, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely. And I feel that's
Totally
important with
agree.
music. It heals me. And then what makes
Right.
it even better is it heals others.
I agree. Now, obviously, you operate as a solo artist, but I have to assume that there's maybe a team behind you of either maybe producers or just other people putting the finishing touches on. Like, how does it work behind the scenes putting these songs together?
So, I'm a very spiritual person, and I believe the universe brings me who I'm meant to work with at the right time for the right project. I used to not think like this. I used to want to just control everything because it was
Sure.
my vision, my thing. But as I deepened in my spirituality, the more I wanted to share my talents, the more I respected other people's talents and why they were here as well. And so collaboration just became this beautiful way of really putting all the pieces of what the universe wants, right? And I fell in love with that process. And there are multiple people that I've worked with in all my different songs and projects. But specifically, this one, I have my producer, an engineer, PR. I have all the big people
Sure.
that are like a soul family putting
That's
everything.
amazing. Yeah, obviously you found the right people because it's so difficult as an independent musician putting together something, and it really does help to have those, stepping stones to help you get there as well. I love that. Now you had also mentioned you were part of this thing called the Save Soil Movement, something that I'm not fully aware of, but I would love to hear about it. It sounds extremely interesting. Would love the background on it.
Yeah, so the Save Soil Movement. Save Soil Movement is a movement made by Sadhguru, who is a yogi and a mystic. And he called upon about 10 people to meet him in Tennessee. And I was one of those people.
Nice.
Very big entrepreneurs, creatives, and artists. And he brought them to Tennessee to his institute to talk about saving our soil, that our soil is depleting and our planet is dying, and to take care of our Mother Earth.
Yeah.
And the Save Soil Movement is that. It's awareness that our soil is depleting and that we need to add more organic content to our soil, because if we don't do that, it's going to turn into sand. And if it turns into sand,
right,
well, there's nothing that's going to be feeding us nutrients. And one of the things that it really touched my heart, because I have celiac disease and I have a lot of different, nutritional deficiencies. And I learned that that actually has to do with the soil is one of those problems, because our grandparents used to be able to have like one orange and they had the nutritional value they needed. Now
Sure.
that one orange turned into eight because
Oh,
the soil
Jesus.
is depleting so much. So this is really for not even just me, but our future generations, that our soil really needs to be taken care of. Because without that, we're not going to really be able to survive.
I agree. It feels like we're sort of in a downward spiral, but it's the awareness like that that bring us
Yes.
back up. Now, what is your role in this? Like, what are you doing specifically?
So my role is I'm actually using my voice and my platform to actually help bring awareness to the Save Soil Movement.
Amazing.
My song, Good Human, was actually chosen to be one of the things that carries the attention of the Save Soil Movement.
I'm
And
not
I'm really
surprised.
honored. Because
Totally.
as people are saying, it's very catchy. And that's what we want. We want something that stays in your head to bring awareness. And that's
Absolutely. No worries. Yeah, no, I completely understand. As I mentioned, it's 100% catchy, and I'm not surprised that they're using it. It's definitely a good idea to turn heads and shift attention towards a serious problem. I've listened to the song a bunch of times, and I basically want to know from you if you had to give an elevator pitch of what you would describe it as, genre-wise or style-wise, what would you call it?
So I'm a little different, and I let the song create its own story and its own sound. So I don't really like to be put in a genre. It's more about what the song's genre is.
Yes.
This is going to be my thing. Hopefully other artists jump on this, where it's like, get rid of the genres.
Right.
More free-spirited, less box. But the genre that I would feel for this song specifically is there is a funk in there.
Yes.
There is pop. There's soul. I think this is the first time my soul was very in the song, as liberated as it can be, because I was releasing, right?
Right.
There's also a little bit of that like crooner music, like that Frank Sinatra old jazzy kind of feel,
Totally.
based on the melody. So it really is very eclectic. So I would say it's like a funky jazzy pop.
I think that's a perfect way to sort of do that. Now, do you let, I don't know, this is tough to ask. Do you let the sort of free spirit nature of your music decide what kind of song you're going to make? Or do you have a vision beforehand and you're like, I'm going to try to craft it around that?
Nope, I let it be free. I let it do its thing.
That's so much better. And I say this so often, because I think that artists as a whole sort of pigeonhole themselves into the sound that they're making. Meanwhile, like, production nowadays, we're so in the future that everything is becoming a little bit of everything. But if you're a country artist, for example, and you only make country, let's say you make a rock track, you're gonna upset your fan base in a way. But this pulls on so many different things. That's what I really do love about it, is that there is something for everyone in every capacity. No matter where you fall on the spectrum of music, you can find something or pick something out that kind of like caters to your love for music, your personal preference.
And I love that, because that's what we want. We want to touch, just that's why being with the Save Soil Movement, the
Yeah.
song, the whole intention is to touch the people that are waiting to hear it. It's
Yeah.
a reminder and a wake up call. So it should be able to touch all these different people.
I agree. Do you find that the music that you listen to has any effect on the music that you're making, or do you actively avoid listening to like-minded music in order to not like copy in a way?
I would say that my music taste is very eclectic. You know, it goes from opera to jazz to pop to rock, 80s rock, and all these different things. So I have a lot of different inspiration.
Sure.
And sometimes I will listen to different songs that are in a different kind of energy because I'm getting ready to make something that I didn't even know was coming. Yes. So I'm really free spirited and I let everything flow in its time. But totally. I have a bunch of different inspirations that I love to listen to at all different times.
I feel you. I'm the exact same way. There's just too much music and too much everything out there to be able to consume it all at once. You might as well just kind of flip around and do what makes you happy.
Absolutely.
Now, on the actual like process of creating, is there something that energizes you the most when you're starting out on a song? Whether it be like the initial, like, ooh, I've got the lyric, or ooh, I've got the sound down.
So what energizes me is the intention of the song.
Oh.
I always set an intention. So specifically for this song, the intention wasn't set in its original form. The intention of this song was to just release everything.
Sure.
Get it out. I wrote the song not thinking it was ever going to actually leave.
That's shocking, to be honest. Like, I can't imagine, but
universe full of the surprises. But the surprise was actually that release of emotion is still in the song. It's still in the song.
Sure. Do you ever feel like a relief from being finished with it, though? Because I have to imagine that these things take time to put together.
So I actually wrote this song in one day.
Well, that's crazy.
Unusual circumstance.
No, listen.
Like the song was meant to be made right away in its timing and released in this time.
Sure.
It was really insane. Like I wrote this song, then I got because I wasn't performing for a little bit. I was actually transferring from music, leaving it. I was leaving music and going into coaching, into spiritual coaching. And now I'm doing both. Now nice. I do both. And I was writing this not to put it out, but to just get it out. And then I got a message to perform. And I was like, you know what? Why not leave my comfort zone? Let me do it. It ended up, I was performing in Times Square on TV in Wonderama. Okay. And I was like, well, I don't want to use any of my old songs because it's not who I am anymore. I was like, so I guess I have to record a new one. And I just wrote this one. And now I knew it was a wake-up call, and I was like, you know what? This is what we're starting out with. And 2 days after I recorded this song is when I got the invitation to meet Siguru. So it all...
Yeah, you've convinced me. It's all meant to be. So I guess, has this sort of revitalized your love for it? Like, are we going to... I mean, obviously, you do what you want to do, but is it going to stop you from making new music? Or, I don't know.
No, so I'm back.
Okay, cool.
My vision is very clear now. Music has always been a way of healing, and now it's going to be even more a way of healing. I'm going to put out songs to really help people attach and connect back with themselves, with others, and with the world. And I'm really excited about it.
Nice. That's completely reasonable. You strike me as a person that is very go with the flow. You sort of just let things happen, and I don't want to generalize or anything, but I also do want to know sort of if you have an idea what the next year might look like for you, whether you have lofty goals that you'd like to hit or just things that you'd like to see happen generally.
Okay, well, I am a go with the flow, but always with intention.
Obviously you're not just like flailing around in the air.
I have a vision board, I manifest. Sure. So my intention and my vision, I know that I only see a quarter of what the vision is, and I let the universe build the rest, full co-creation. But what I see is, you know, shows, experiences where I'm doing my coaching and healing, as well as people listening to my music and healing through the music, big transformational work.
Okay.
I see things where I'm doing retreats and helping people connect in that way and using my music to actually explain different parts of my life. So one of the things that I've been playing with, and I'm excited to put that out, is I'm actually going to go back into my old songs and I'm going to share them again, but I'm going to share them as my inner child's experiences. And now as my higher self, what the advice would have been to heal my inner child through back in the day.
Wow.
So
I've never heard of that, but I'm fully into it. Nice.
Combining the two worlds.
Okay. And I also think just in another realm, like we live in this culture of single after single after single and things sort of get lost in the mix. I think just from an artist standpoint, you spend so much time working on these songs in all capacities that they should be re-released. Like people forget so quickly. You took the time, like put them out again into the world. I love that.
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny. There are a lot of people that are like, oh, well, it's an old song, so it just doesn't work anymore. You know, it's in the old production or old way. But you know how many people, and I know you do, I do, listen to things from the 80s, listen to things from the 70s.
All so day long.
Why are we pulling ourselves away from the same worth as those artists?
Because we focus on the new. Like, for some reason, new is better, and that's not necessarily true. And that goes past music and media. But yeah, I don't know. It's just our culture of new. Do I like it? Not really, but it's just whatever. I have two more questions for you. And one of them is, I just want to know what you're listening to. Like, what is there anything that you could recommend? And like, what's been on your playlist lately that you are just really into?
So what songs have I been listening to? I love The Killers. So I always listen to The Killers.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah, The Killers is great. Brendan Flowers. It's actually a huge goal of mine to open up for him.
Oh, that would be unreal.
That would be amazing. That's a big goal. And I think what I've been recently really enjoying, I love Taylor Swift's new album.
Same.
I
think that it's pretty good. It's just
so good. The whole thing with the anti-hero.
Yeah.
Ego, right? Hero? Anti-hero?
Yeah.
I think that is brilliant. I think that's going to bring a lot of awareness to people of how they actually aren't taking responsibility for their actions.
She does a great job of pointing out those character flaws.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's a big inspiration for me. Sure. And I'm open to that energy because that's very much what I would like to be doing as well.
Nice. Very cool. Well, my last question for you is basically for the person that is going to discover you from this, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them?
Let me feel into this one.
Yeah, take your time.
For the person that's discovering me through this and feels aligned with my message and who I am as an artist and a healer, my message to you is it's possible. It's possible to live your dream. It might not look the way that you thought that it would look, but if you're actually open to the feeling of what it would feel like instead of what it would look like, you'd realize that you're actually already there.
I think that's a fantastic answer. Domini, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. This has been a fantastic and honestly eye-opening conversation for me. So I thank you. Let me please plug your music one more time for everyone out there. The song is called Good Human. We'll have links in the article so people can listen and share and follow, but also links to the Safe Soil Movement so you can learn all about that as well. And seriously, thank you so much. This has been awesome.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I hope to speak soon.
Thank you. You too.
Awesome. Take care. Bye-bye.